This is M&N Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The season is over for the Lynx, who lost three straight games for the first time all season and fell to Phoenix in the WNBA semifinals. The host Mercury won Game 4 last night 86-81. It was the second time in the series the Lynx blew a double-digit fourth-quarter lead. Kayla McBride scored 31 points and was emotional after the season-ending setback.
It's hard, especially when you lay everything out there. And as a vet and as somebody who's older, you know, I feel everything because I just care about the people around me. And I've always been like that. That's how I move. That's how I've always moved in this league. And I just care.
The season's also over for the Twins after a 2-1 extra innings loss in the final game of the regular season in Philadelphia. Manager Rocco Baldelli's team finished with only 70 wins, but he was happy with how the young guys closed the year.
Played some good baseball this week. We really did. You know, we went out there and pitched. We had some really nice at-bats. You got RJ going out there just having a fantastic day on the last day of the season. Buck had a great road trip. We had a bunch of guys. It wasn't just them either. It was a handful of guys.
The news was not much better for the Vikings. They lost to the Steelers in Ireland yesterday 24-21. Pittsburgh held a 24-6 fourth quarter lead before the Vikings put on a rally and nearly tied the game. Wide receiver Justin Jefferson had 10 catches for 126 yards. He says they didn't quit.
We have a team that fights. But we also understand that we have a win in the game. So it's just all about just keeping our heads up and just keep fighting at the end of the day. I feel like we've definitely been in those positions too much to really love it. But we also understand that we have a team that fights. And don't really hang our head until 0-0-0 is on that clock.
Minnesota quarterback Carson Wentz threw for 350 yards. The Wild lost a preseason game last night to Chicago 4-1 in St. Paul. The 12th-ranked Gopher volleyball team won a 12th straight match. They swept Rutgers yesterday. This is M&N Sports.